I'm Jennifer Doyle with The People's Game, and we have on the phone representatives of Global Girl Media, young women working in Soweto reporting on not only the World Cup, but issues that matter to them and to women of their community. Our first Global Girl on the phone today is Kamogelo. And Kamogelo, welcome to The People's Game.
Thank you.
I want to just ask you to speak a little bit about one of the stories that you produced for Global Girl Media, which listeners can tune into by going to your website, globalgirlmedia.org. I think I saw a story there about cell phones and daily life in South Africa. Could you tell me a little bit about the story you made about this?
Yes, we had a story about cell phones. The main aim was to make awareness about the decisions that the cell phones are causing and different impacts that it has on different people in South Africa. And then we realized that cell phones are very important because of nobody wants to live without their phone.
No, it's true. Everywhere. So could you say, how have cell phones actually changed people's lives in South Africa in ways that you would say are unique to South Africa?
Okay, there are different perspectives. You find that we are friends, there are four of us, and then like we are sitting, and then everybody has their cell phone. There's this internet chatting site called Mixit.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, you find that four friends are sitting together, but they're not talking to each other. Like verbally, they're using their cell phones via Mixit to talk to each other. So in a way, it is causing divisions.
Oh, so is that something that is that people are perhaps worried about, or older people worried about younger people using cell phones and this creating a kind of gap in communication, or is this a generational issue? Yes.
Yeah, and the other thing about Mixit is that when texting, they use a different language. So even if they are talking to each other, adults wouldn't know what they have written because of they use, like, quotes.
This would actually, I think, probably connect you guys quite closely with the girls from Global Girl Media in Los Angeles. I know that this is very much an issue. Certainly, I'm speaking as a 42-year-old woman with a niece who's a teenager. You do definitely feel like there's a language difference articulated through cell phones. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the World Cup, and as an individual living in Soweto, how has the World Cup's presence in South Africa impacted you and your friends and in your daily lives?
It is truly an honor for us as South Africans to have this World Cup with us. But there are so many aspects that are many contradictions around the World Cup.
Yeah.
Where else they said that the World Cup, when it is coming to South Africa, is going to help improve the economy and will also help other people develop themselves. But then there are some other issues around it that, like, there are street vendors and other people, business people, they are not benefiting because of sometimes at the fan parks, you will find that only Coca-Cola or McDonald's, which are the sponsors of the World Cup, are the ones who are supposed to sell, where else the other people from outside can do that.
What about viewing games? Like, how are you and your friends watching games? Are you watching them in public with people or in more private settings? Have you been able to go to any matches?
Yes, as Global Girls, we went to one match with Brazil. There were Brazil and Chile played, the recent one on Monday, and it was really fun.
I want to ask you a couple questions so I can give my listeners a sense of who you and your friends are. How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17. I want to say that for those listeners who get a chance to look at the stories are really nicely produced. And the Global Girls in Soweto speak with a very nice maturity about very important and very powerful issues, as well as small things that are making big impacts in daily lives, like for example, cell phones in terms of as a platform for developing whole new languages amongst teenagers. So, Kamogelo, are you planning on being a journalist? Is this something that you're working Global Girl Media, opening up this idea of a kind of career path for you?
Yes, and Global Girl Media came as an opportunity for me to do so. It has helped me a lot, and I'm learning. Journalism is a very broad career, and then it is so interesting in the way that you get to say your voice out, and then you get to say what you want to say and make people aware around you and what is going around in their surroundings.
Kamogelo, could you tell me what team you're rooting for in South Africa?
Okay, I think Ghana. I'll have to go.
Ghana. You have to go for Ghana. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to.
Thank you. Hi, this is Jennifer Doyle with The People's Game, and I have on the line Anna. Anna, welcome to the People's Game. And I was wondering if you could talk to us about some of the stories you have recently produced for Global Girl.
I was with one about HIV, relating soca with HIV.
Yes. Oh, that's a really wonderful piece. So I understand that soccer is being used as a platform for educating youth in particular about HIV. That's what I was learning from watching a Global Girls piece. Could you tell us a little bit about making that piece and what you guys learned from that?
Okay. First of all, like, we were not exposed to this issues. So when we got to the Nike Center, that's when we got to have more information about HIV, and we also got tested, whereby I tested negative. Mm-hmm. So in a way, when they were talking to us, and like it felt like we've been ignorant about the issues around us, like HIV. So since they conveyed this to us and they explained all about like the HIV, it's not like a death end.
Yeah.
In a way, you can have HIV, but then you can live positively, eat healthy, and just live life as you were living it before.
I thought that was really interesting that a few of the Global Girls offered to be tested and then talked about their results, which were happily negative, on camera. That struck me as a very bold move on your part.
It was.
Yeah, were you guys nervous about going in for testing and doing that on camera?
Yeah, we were very nervous because we never thought we would come negative. It was a bit of both of negative or positive. Because I remember at school we had like this chick who went for an HIV test. She got tested like HIV positive, and she happened that she committed suicide after two days that she found the results. So we just thought that if, as Global Girls, we should stand up and be an example to people that if you can get tested, and whatever results that may come out, you need to accept.
Yeah, I thought that was a very activist decision on your parts as young women to do that on camera. And so if I understand correctly, this is a Nike-sponsored program whereby people are brought in to play football, and then woven throughout that is some health education and then also encouragement for testing. Is that right?
Yeah, it is correct. It's like they use soccer to especially like target young children, especially ladies, to be in the field, so that it's not only that they focus on soccer, but they also focus on the issues that affect especially girls, because we are more exposed to these issues rather than boys. Because boys, they kind of like, they're able to fade and like forget about some things that happened in their life. But for women, it's hard because we are multitasked. We face like a lot of issues like HIV. So that is why most of the time you get that girls are the ones who are affected and infected by HIV.
Yes. I'm here on the line with Anna from Global Girls Media, and we are talking about a project that they did, a story about the use of soccer by organizations, empowerment organizations, to educate and raise awareness about issues impacting South African youth and indeed nearly every segment of the population, issues like, for example, HIV. And in this piece, the girls actually got themselves tested and talked about getting their results on camera. And that's part of a larger project in which young women in Soweto are producing segments, media segments, about the issues that impact their lives as a way, a different context for thinking about the World Cup in South Africa. So, Anna, I wanted to ask you, how old are you, and do you think you want to be a journalist? Is this something that Global Girls Media has encouraged you to imagine for yourself?
Okay, I'm 17 years old, and yes, I'm considering to be a journalist. But if it doesn't work out, I would like to be maybe an engineer, do mechanical engineering, because I'm studying science at school.
Oh, my goodness. And I've just a question. Do you or any of the girls in Global Girls Media play soccer?
Yeah, there is two of them, I think, is Teboho and Nancy.
So
I think that's the two.
Anna, do you have a team that you're rooting for in the World Cup right now?
Yeah, I'm willing and hoping that Brazil wins, because they have this team, the best team. They can communicate. They have a strategy. Like, they communicate good. So I probably think it's going to take the World Cup.
I think that's a very good perspective and a great way to look at it. Is that who you want to win the World Cup, or is that who you think is going to win the World Cup?
I think it's going to win the World Cup.
Thank you, Anna, for talking with us about your work with Global Girl Media.
Hi, this is Manto.
Hi, Manto. This is Jennifer Doyle from The People's Game. Manto, so how did you come into contact with Global Girl Media?
I was part of the U.S. Embassy group. So they came. Amy came there and showed us a few things about camera, working with camera and all. And then I was so interested because I wanted to be a journalist, a broadcast journalist. So they said that we must write an essay. I decided to write that, and that's how I got in.
Oh, fantastic. So you have, being a journalist is something that you've long wanted to do. And you said,
yes.
Did you want to be a broadcast journalist, so where you're on television,
yes,
and on the radio? Is there a kind of journalism that was most interesting to you? Were you interested in sports, for example, or in news or international?
No.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm interested in hardcore journalism.
Hardcore journalism?
Yes.
Yes, so very strong and impactful stories that are very difficult to report. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
So what story have you worked on for Global Girl Media?
Okay, we did a story on June 16, 1976, whereby,
yes,
we were commemorating the people who died for us and the people who gave us the freedom that we have today.
So can you tell your listeners a little bit more about the event you were commemorating for those who are not familiar with South African history?
Oh, okay. On June 16, 1976, people died because there was this apartheid thing. So now that those people died for us, we are commemorating that. So we have a holiday for that, whereby we commemorate that they died for us. They gave us the freedom that we have today. Now we can be able to speak to white people. We are not able to be wherever, like, 1976, people were not able to go wherever they wanted.
Yeah.
They were not allowed to be journalists or something. The only job black people could do was being a gardener or working in a house for someone.
And what's the date of this holiday?
It's June 16th.
June 16th, for listeners, it's really an international,
yes,
holiday commemorating the achievements of the young activists in South Africa,
yes,
who managed to change the world, really. So, Manto, are you following the World Cup? Like, what aspect of the World Cup's presence in South Africa interests you most as a young reporter?
Yeah, we're following the World Cup. We're so loving it. It brings joy in us. Like, for so many years, we haven't had that. So it's going to help us as South Africans, that it's going to bring up the economy. So, yeah, we're focusing more on the sports, the people, the players, and all.
And I want to thank you, Manto, for talking with us. And I want to encourage our listeners to check out the story that she worked on the commemoration of the uprising on this June 16th, 1976. It's a fantastic story. Manto, are you rooting for any particular team in the World Cup?
Yeah, that's Argentina.
Argentina.
Argentina, yeah. It's going to win. We're working as a team, and yeah, everything is perfect about that team. We have Messi there. So I think that team is going to win.
That team is going to win. Great. Okay, so I love it that we have three different perspectives on rooting for the World Cup. This is Jennifer Doyle from The People's Game, and I'm on the phone with Zangile of Global Girl Media.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that you might be able to speak with us about the work that you have done around a very difficult subject of sexual identity and the experiences of black lesbians in your community.
Yeah, okay. And my team and I decided to do a story on homosexuality in lesbian people. And since most of the people are gay, and then they think they can judge them. So we wanted to show people that they don't have the right to judge them. They are also human. They have their power of choice. They have to choose what they want.
Was this a difficult story to produce? Many of the women that you were talking about have experienced sexual assault.
Yeah, my sister was also a lesbian.
Zangile, one of the segments was centered on the experiences of your sister and your family.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about doing such an incredible piece based on the personal experiences of your sister and your mother and yourself? Was that very difficult?
Yeah, it was so hard. It was so hard because she died, and then She was a fighter. She fought for women to be taken into serious consideration by our government. And she was proud of who she was.
Your sister was subjected to an assault, a homophobic assault, which took her life. She was an activist and a very outspoken member of her community, and I understand that she was inspired people around her. Could you tell listeners your sister's name?
Oh, her name was Busisiwe, which means the blessed one.
The blessed one.
Busisiwe, the blessed one.
Yes.
Busisiwe means the blessed one.
I was particularly moved by your mother's presence in the story and her openness in talking about how she reacted to your sister's coming out, and then she was very generous in sharing her grief with the viewers of the piece that you produced. Did your mother talk about what it was like to do this on camera, and what was it like for you as a member of the family to actually do reporting about this very personal issue?
Okay, we did that story to celebrate Busisiwe's life. Mm. We know that she would have wanted that to happen.
Yes.
We did that to commemorate her.
So it was a way to remember her and to share her story with others. I want to commend you on the piece. It's really fantastic, and it's a very important issue. I've been very moved by stories like that of your sister's life, and then also what happened to her. Can you tell me, Zangele, how old you are, and was being a journalist something that you thought about doing when you were little?
I'm 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love journalism because it gives a voice to those who don't have, and then I'll be able to speak out for other people.
So you want to speak up for others and who may not be so empowered?
Yeah, and stand for what's right.
I'm with you on that. I want to, again, compliment you and your colleagues at Global Girl Media and the collective at Soweto. This is Jennifer Doyle with The People's Game. Can I ask you one kind of final question, and which is to bring it back around to the World Cup, and to ask you, as we've asked, we're taking a poll, who are you rooting for at this point in the World Cup?
Brazil.
Brazil. And why?
So because I can play, you know, they communicate very well on the ground.
They do. Another reason to root for Brazil is they have one of the most exciting women's teams in the world. So
I want them to win, and I know they will.
Great. Thank you so much, Zengele, Manto, Anna, and Komogelo, for speaking with us at the People's Game. And I want listeners to check onto the website, globalgirlmedia.org, and see the work of the young women in Soweto and also in East Los Angeles who are producing work, providing a context, a different context for looking at the World Cup and the community that is impacted by this giant sort of media phenomenon. Thank you for speaking with us today.